Hey, everybody. It's Thursday. We are over the hump. We are on the back end of the week. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show on MyTalk 1071, streaming live at MyTalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Traynor.
Hello.
Hello. Present and accounted for. And you know what? Again, I feel like a broken record. The Britney Spears story is ever changing. We have new information each and every day, a new, fresh perspective on what is going on with the Free Britney movement, which has actually like picked up steam and is happening before our very eyes. But let's turn our focus not to Britney today, but to her boyfriend, Sam Asghari.
Yes. In fact, we learn, you know, you said something new each and every day. And today we know something very important and exclusive about Sam Asghari.
What is
it? Her boyfriend. Is he perhaps a secret pay-to-play lover?
Oh.
Or is he just a funny guy? Holly, can we listen to a moment that TMZ's, a paparazzi that TMZ paid to catch up with?
Well, I will just need a moment.
They probably called him anyway. Just go to that TMZ article and play the video of a paparazzo catching up with our good friend and BF of Britney Spears.
That's Sam Asghari.
All right. Yes, thank you.
All right. I'm going to need you to tease that out a little bit
more.
No,
it's fine because you got to watch an ad.
I got to find the video first because I don't see a video of Sam Asghari.
It's in the TMZ.
Okay.
Article. Oh, yeah. It's right up top. He roasts the pop.
Oh, there we go.
After Brit's ring.
Okay.
Over Brit's ring.
All right. One moment, please.
Okay. We will wait for the words.
Morning, Sam.
Oh, here we go.
How are you doing, Brit? How are you, buddy? Hey, congratulations on the engagement. We saw Britney with a nice big ring. Looks like you did a good job.
Yeah, man.
Congratulations, buddy. Fist bump for that.
People don't know, but we've been married for about 5 years. You know, we secretly got married in Hawaii. That's one of the stories that I don't know, but I see it on newspapers.
Yeah.
And yeah, we have twins.
Whoa!
Yes, you guys!
They have twins!
They've been married for 5 years, and they have twins.
Wow!
He's a funny guy, haha. That paparazzo clearly was speaking Persian to him.
Yeah. And he, ignored it, which I thought was interesting.
I'm assuming, anyway, because Sam Asghari speaks Persian.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what other language the paparazzo would have been speaking.
Neither do
I. But anyway, so then I had to keep listening to that over and over because I was like, what is he saying? Because we always listen for swears.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I can't understand what he's. And I was
that's not my native
Persian
language.
Anyway, the moral of the story is they are fully aware of all of the rumors that everybody has speculated about. And yesterday we speculated about this story. Well, we didn't speculate about it, but we told you this story about Britney going to the Starbucks and flashing a ring experience.
Ooh. As she's reaching for her iced drink, she reaches
with
her left
hand. By the way, behind the driver's wheel.
Right. Exactly.
The driver's wheel? Behind the wheel.
She's in the driver's seat.
Yeah, in the driver's seat, which is not always allowed.
Well, actually, Bradley, I'm glad you brought that up because there's a People exclusive about Britney Spears.
Exclusive. That
exclusive.
Means that Britney Spears people told us.
Right. Or somebody's people told us. And I have an idea. Well, let's do the math on this as we go.
Oh, I thought there wasn't going to be math today.
I'm sorry. You're going to have to get a pencil out. Make sure you have an eraser in case you make any mistakes and show
Who
your
has
work.
Pencils anymore?
Well, you got to show your work. Okay. So here's the story. An exclusive in People magazine headline, Britney Spears, quote, happy she's allowed to drive again.
Happy.
And then another quote, she likes the court developments so far, says the source. And then the story goes on to say, Britney Spears is back at the driver's seat, figuratively and literally. She's been able to drive herself. She feels, quote, blessed after a judge has approved her request to hire her own lawyer. There have been a lot of developments in the dismantling of the conservatorship, including but not limited to the fact that Jody Montgomery has vowed to do whatever she can to help Britney Spears. Britney has a new lawyer.
Translation, she's like, the heat is on. I'm going to act like everything's fine here. You want to go what? Oh, okay, sure. Mm-hmm. You do you, honey. I'm not in your way.
Mm-hmm.
In any case, 13 years ago.
Thank you. In any case, the story that they're pushing on People Magazine is that Britney's really happy with the progress that's been made. Now, I've got a couple thoughts about this.
To her Instagram?
Okay, thank you. That's my first thought. So then I wonder who's giving this information, right? Because People Exclusive means...
means that the call's coming from inside the house. That means in this case, it would either be Britney or somebody close to her. And obviously, I am suspicious that that would be Britney, because she also doesn't communicate to tabloids that way. She communicates through twirls on Instagram.
Yes, and lengthy, lengthy captions. So I had a thought. I wonder if this isn't from one of two other camps, perhaps Jamie Spears' camp, as a means by which to like take the heat off of him a little bit. Right? Because everybody immediately goes over to what a terrible, horrible manager of the conservatorship of her finances he's been. And so if they can have more good stories about Britney being happy with the progress and look, she can drive again. Aren't y'all happy yet? That would help take the heat off of him.
Yeah, for sure.
The other person that I thought could have been the one to give that story to, people was Lynn Spears, because she's had some heat on her with this recent story about Jason Alexander, the man that Britney married in Las Vegas before the conservatorship. But the story that came out yesterday was from his lawyer, who said that that Lynn Spears was the one that really flew off the handle and made hay about this relationship. Well, then she doesn't look good in that. So again, if we can make it look like Britney's doing better, you guys, because she can drive and get her own coffee.
I mean, all of those things are entirely possible. I would also throw Sam Asghari into the mix, because I just think he, you know, if you... So the words that the source is saying, and I don't want to get too like in the weeds about it, but Britney's very happy the conservatorship... Britney is very happy the conservatorship is now allowing her to drive. That would make me think it's less likely to be somebody directly connected to Britney, because that just sounds like nothing to see here. Like, right. Oh, come take a tour of our fabulous place. Meanwhile, people are like, help, let me out, right. Help.
Right.
So that's kind of what that sounds like. But it's also, you know, like she likes the court development so far. She's hopeful her new lawyer will be able to help. I mean, that seems entirely reasonable that, you know, she... somebody around her that's not in a bad place would come up with that after talking to her. Like, those aren't her words, but those seem totally plausible. So I don't know who it is, I guess, is my answer, other than it's somebody connected to her. And there are a lot of, this is like the scene on Murder on the Orient Express where Hercule Poirot was in the middle of the train car as they're hurtling towards some destination, I don't remember. And there are a lot of different people in that room who could have done it. You know? So there are a lot.
I haven't seen that movie, but I'm going to trust you.
There are a lot of suspicious
suspects.
People, suspicious suspects, in fact, who could qualify for this particular role. But I also think with Britney Spears being behind the wheel, like, I feel like they're just trying to manage her right now. So there's just a lot of management going on, you know, whether it's Jody Montgomery, like, yeah, you can go
for a drive.
You know what? Here's the thing. Come back like whenever, as long as it's within 2 hours. But like, if you maybe you want to go to Ross.
You want to shop Dress for Less?
Yeah, pick up something to wear. I mean, you have been through a lot lately, and clearly we haven't been listening to you. So I just feel like there's a lot of Britney management going on, and this is part of that.
I agree with you. And my second message would then be to People Magazine to say, hey, guys, I think you might be missing the point here. Like, ending the conservatorship isn't about giving her driving privileges and, you know, a pacifier, right? This is about a woman who's been abused by a conservatorship, a pretty unnecessary conservatorship over the course of many years, and has real problems. So yay that she can go get her Starbucks. Yes, right? I'm sure that makes her very happy,
caffeine!
Too. But this is, like, I would would be ecstatic about that as well. But I just don't. Again, to your very first point, Bradley, if you take a little trip over to her Instagram, it doesn't read like somebody who's ecstatic that they get to get Starbucks.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think she's just still very angry and bitter, and she probably should be, or at least will be in her feelings for a while.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
And she's allowed to be.
Yeah.
And we're here for it.
Of course.
Thank you. When we return on the Colleen and Bradley show, but congratulations to her and Sam Asghari and the twins.
5 years.
Five years. Yeah. I mean, I can't
That's a
believe
long time.
Flew by.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Flew by.
And the twins, we know their names.
What are they? Brittany and Sam?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I'm sure that'll be
Jamie and Lynn.
That'll be a people exclusive.
Oh, another Jamie.
All right. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, Elizabeth Reese is bringing us all the dirt straight from Hollywood with a dirt alert right after this on My Talk 107.1.
This is a My Talk dirt alert.
The one and only Elizabeth Reese has arrived, and with her, she brings all the dirt straight from Hollywood. It's a dirt alert. Hey, Elizabeth.
Hi, you guys.
Hi.
I'm kind of liking the idea of elopement the older that I get. And,
well, it's too late for you.
I know it is. It is.
I could do it.
I could do like an elopement, you know,
vow renewal.
Vow renewal, maybe.
Yeah, of course.
That wouldn't be so bad. Anna Faris revealed that she secretly married Michael Barrett. She said, "We eloped," and they didn't tell anybody, family, anyone.
You know,
maybe she told Chris Pratt. I hope
feelings.
She did.
Well, I have mixed feelings about that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's, I get it. I understand. It just, like, when you're the family member of somebody who's eloped and they come back and they're like, by the way, we're married. And you're just like, oh.
Yeah, okay. Like, I wanted to be.
But don't you think they're going to have, like, they'll probably have some sort of, like, okay, guys, now we'll have a little celebration.
I don't really know why, though. I mean, maybe.
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, it's totally up to you.
It's America. You can do whatever the heck you want.
You certainly can. But it's true. I think, so, like, if one of my sisters eloped.
Yeah.
Now they're both married. But if they would have, I would have been probably rage filled.
Yeah,
you because would I
definitely
feel like,
be like, oh, okay, so I missed a really big moment in your life.
Yeah, and I wanted to be part of the party.
And remember how I've been here all along?
And this person just showed up recently?
I might have experience with this in my life.
Yeah, I think that's...
I was going to say, I feel like you might be working out
some stuff.
Because I'm like, I would prefer you go elope.
Well, you know, there's two types of people in this world.
Yeah, there are. There are. Yeah,
there are ones who are there for the cake and, you know.
Ones who are there for the rest of us.
I mean, a wedding is a big deal. Like, I have a wedding to go to this weekend, which is, I mean, very, very exciting.
Yes.
And it was actually postponed from last year, and it's happening.
Sure that a lot of that's happening.
But I performed one of those last week.
Did
you?
Yeah. How nice.
It was wonderful. They had sent out three rounds of invitations.
Oh, my gosh.
And, you know, like, invite, take it back. Invite, take it back.
No way.
Yes, true story.
That's so
tough.
But
they're married now. Yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah. Yay. Yeah. I think, like, when you wait, I mean, you know, it's obviously going to be really special, but it is a production. You know, I mean, you go to someone's wedding, and particularly if it's out of town, it involves a lot of fees and a lot of arranging.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
I'm ready for it, though. Dr. Dre, on the other end of the spectrum, has been ordered to pay almost $300,000 in monthly spousal support. So, also, newsflash, when you get married to someone and then you divorce them, it can be very expensive. Yeah, I mean, that's almost $300,000 a month in spousal support.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I was told there would be no math, but times 12, that's a lot of money.
That is so much money.
Whew.
So he has to pay this until she remarries or enters into a domestic partnership. That lady's like, I'm staying.
She's like,
single.
I will date people all day long. And that's about as serious as it's going to get.
I mean, you know, you started me on weddings. Now you want to talk about alimony. I am not. Yeah, I mean, my God.
Sorry, Bradley.
$300,000 a month.
Isn't that crazy? It's a fraction of the $2 million per month that Young asked the court for in September of 2020.
Wow.
They're due back in court today for another hearing. So remember, they were married for 24 years. They have two adult children together. And she filed for divorce in June of 2020. They had a prenup in place. Dr. Dre's estimated net worth is currently around $800 million.
Well, yeah.
Beats.
Because he's got that Beats money.
He sold the Beats.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it. Come up with something cool and then sell it.
And then sell it. And then just be like, put your feet up.
Yeah. and then
buy a yacht,
try not
and
to get divorced.
Yeah, exactly.
Look at like Jeff Bezos, how much money that divorce cost him. And that's, and it doesn't even matter. My husband sent me this really funny like tweet from someone that said, like, Mackenzie Bezos has the best situation. Like, she got $50 million and her ex literally went to space.
In a gigantic schweinus. Yeah, exactly.
100, that was like the most phallic shaped rocket ship I've ever seen in my life.
I mean, listen, that was on purpose.
And particularly with Bezos and the photos that he likes to send about. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. True.
Mm-hmm. That whole situation. Can we talk again about that? That he starts dating this woman and then this woman shares all of these D pics with her brother and then her brother sells them and releases them and then they're all still like together. It's so weird.
Right?
Yeah. Like, it's just crazy bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens when you have billions of dollars and nothing better to do.
I guess. Yeah. Man. Halsey is no longer doing interviews after a magazine misgendered the singer. So Halsey goes by the pronouns she and they.
Mm-hmm.
And Allure used only she and her in its August cover story. And so then Halsey got very mad and said, first, your writer made a focal point in my cover story, my pronouns, and you guys deliberately disrespected them by not using them in the article. So Halsey wrote this series of tweets, and then they have now been deleted, the tweets.
Interesting.
Oh, I'm curious about that.
Yeah, me too.
Why were they deleted?
I don't know. And this is a tough... It's a tough thing.
Right.
And then Halsey said, I mean, I think this is a symptom of a bigger problem. Halsey does not like doing press.
Right.
Because they say that they get exploited and misquoted.
Which, I mean...
And so if you don't want... I mean, this might have been like the straw that broke the camel's back, because I feel like most people are kind of giving some grace with this pronoun situation.
Yeah. But also, to your point, Halsey does not enjoy doing press anyway.
Right.
And probably, listen, there's many different ways of dealing with being misquoted repeatedly. But I would imagine if I'm Halsey and that feels like it's happening consistently, I might have an overblown reaction to it.
Halsey's also 26 and just had a baby. So like, I'm just going to tell you something. After you have a baby, I mean, you know how this
you
goes.
You don't suffer fools.
Can I just say that?
And you've got a lot going on and you might be having a lot, you might be feeling really vulnerable and feeling like kind of trying to figure out your new identity as a mother compared to as what your identity was before. Right, Colleen? These are all like really valid
also,
things.
Also, when you're 26, you run a little hot.
That's the other good point, Bradley.
You know, and which is totally understandable in context. So just that's what I would say is just put that all in context.
Right.
I mean, this would not be the first 26-year-old to be, you know, hot to or quick to react.
And Halsey is fairly new on the scene.
Mm-hmm.
They really have not had a long enough career to have had to navigate the media, but it all came really fast, really soon, because they're very popular.
Yeah.
And so... I'm still stuck on the deleting the tweets.
It'll be interesting to hear what the point of that was.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe that was a little bit of like, ooh, oops, I would have chosen to do that differently upon thinking about it, possibly. Or don't want this to be more of an issue than it needs to be. Because that's the other problem is when you say things on social media.
Mm-hmm.
I've had this experience where you're like, well, I'm just going to remove this now because this is a distraction.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care. Like, it's just not worth it. Right.
Right.
People act so often like... what you say on social media is like, you know, the Constitution
or something. It's been like chiseled in a cuneiform tablet.
Exactly. And if you choose to just not be a part of the conversation, you can just delete the tweet.
You're right. Yeah. And I think, you know, this is why I think it gets challenging too when we look at like old tweets that resurface, or this person said this in an old tweet. It's just a real tricky... It's a tricky thing to judge someone by today based on what they said in an old tweet, because they might not be that person anymore. And culturally, we're not that culture anymore.
Also, I would say if you're concerned about your tweets from a number of years ago, there's
delete
a very them. Easy option
yeah.
here.
Mm-hmm. Get rid of
a solution.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just
delete them.
Comb through it.
Dax Shepard gained 24 pounds of muscle in quarantine. Wow. He said that he wants to be
24 pounds. Why is he trying to make us all look bad?
That is not real unless you're on substances.
He said he's been waiting for 10 years for Marvel to call, so he would have an excuse to get huge. They didn't call, so he's just gone ham on protein shakes and bananas.
Wow. All right. Good for him.
I don't know.
Listen, I was going to moisturize during quarantine, and I'm still dry, so I didn't really actually change at all. Elizabeth Reese, thanks for that dirt alert.
Thanks, Ren.
Thank you. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, we are going to solve some pop culture mysteries with blind items on My Talk 107.1. We've got some pop culture mysteries to solve on the Colleen and Bradley Show. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Trainer.
Yep.
We do that in the form of blind items that Holly has selected for us in a little segment. We call it Blinded by the Item.
Blinded by the Item.
Hiya, curating celebrity gossip mysteries just for you.
You do it so well.
Oh, munch on this one.
Oh. What? Aren't you hungry?
The word munch.
This foreign-born former A-plus list tweener has been taking pills to try and regrow his hairline.
Oh.
It isn't working, but it is also a good excuse for his wife not getting pregnant.
Be bear.
Oh. That's sad.
Yeah. He's regrown. Was his hairline suffering?
Apparently it is.
Huh.
Maybe his locks are not as lustrous. Or,
well, I mean,
he's always wearing a hat.
Yeah, that's a telltale sign.
Yeah.
I mean, as somebody who does wear a hat, I have a high forehead, so I can relate.
Yeah.
So I'm studying.
Yeah, look at that picture of Justin Bieber.
And look at his old hairline. I mean, I will tell you that as a man who has that hair thing, not as extreme as a lot of people, but that's like a thing, because you don't, like, all of a sudden you wake up one day and you're like, oh my God, what happened to my hairline?
Mm-hmm.
It's just weird, right? When you think you know what you are supposed to look like,
right,
and then you stop looking like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And especially when you're in the public eye.
Mm-hmm.
Here I am identifying with Justin Bieber, which is weird. But I'm just saying, like, somebody who has to look at his face constantly, he doesn't have to, but I'm saying in his field, he is confronted with his image probably in a way that would be dysmorphic for most of us.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Oh, I'm so grateful.
Yay!
Yay!
Yes, queen. Troll power.
Yeah! So, filling in the blank here, Justin Bieber's been taking some pills to try and regrow his hairline. The pills aren't working, but it's a good excuse for Hailey Baldwin not getting pregnant. So, yeah. I don't know.
You know. I hope he solves all of his hair problems.
Well, when you have that much money, the flip side is when you have that much money and opportunity, God only knows what they can do with stem cells these days.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, science.
I just hope he doesn't go the way of
John Travolta.
No, not John Travolta. Sorry. I would actually prefer that. Go bald, wear some wigs.
Yes.
Why not?
Yeah.
I mean, do better. But I'm thinking of teenage heartthrob.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Uh-huh. Joey Lawrence.
Joey Lawrence.
Yeah.
He has had like a journey.
It's not dough. It's whoa.
Oh, what did I say?
I was like, Homer Simpson is bald.
Whoa. Dough.
Boy, I really hope he doesn't turn out like Homer Simpson.
Well.
He's had
a journey with his hairline.
I think it's
artificial at this point.
And his name and everything.
It's very tattooed looking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is also another option some men are able to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, just, you know, feel good in yourself. Feel good
if
in yourself.
If only it were that easy.
Yeah, that's true.
How true. Blinded by the item.
Here's another celebrity gossip mystery for Colleen and Bradley to solve. She lied about everything else. So the B-plus list celebrity only famous because of her actor husband wouldn't have a problem lying about whether she used a surrogate.
Oh. Hilaria Baldwin.
Oh, God. Don't even get me started. Don't even get me started. But we will be talking about her later in the show.
No! So we will get you started.
Yeah. So Hilaria Baldwin lied about everything else.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. So Hilaria Baldwin, really only famous because she's married to Alec Baldwin, wouldn't have a problem lying about whether she used a surrogate.
Mm.
Yeah. I mean,
is that confirmed? It doesn't need to be. We just know.
We just know.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We'll talk about that a little bit later in the show.
Yeah, bitches.
Okay. Oh! Whoa. All right. That's serious.
What?
Let's do another one.
What?
Blinded by the item.
so come spicy. At me, bro. He's so spicy today.
Here's another celebrity gossip mystery, brah. I told you, NT Lawyer did. The retired A-list.
Oh, did you? No, I'm sorry.
Whoa, Taskmaster.
Oh, hey.
Okay.
Take this off. Okay. Wait. Oh. Yeah, I'm done. I'm done. I'm
going to
sit. I'm going to sit over here in the corner.
All right.
Just trying to work over here.
All right. What's next?
And a blind item.
Okay.
A blind item.
Focus. Focus.
I got to read.
Okay.
Anti-lawyer told you the retired A-list athlete didn't have the cash to complete the deal right now.
Ooh.
And T-Lawyer was right. Again, the deal was reworked so the athlete will pay more, but he gets years to raise the necessary cash to complete his purchase.
A-Rod.
Yes.
Yes.
And the purchase
is
the Timberwolves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Alex Rodriguez didn't have the cash to complete the deal to buy the Minnesota Timberwolves right now. And T-Lawyer was right. So the deal was reworked so that Alex Rodriguez will pay more, but he gets years to raise the necessary cash to complete his purchase. So it's kind of like a finance deal. He has to pay a little more, a little interest, but he gets more time to do it.
Listen, Jennifer, good job. I'm just saying she got out before she was
We think
before
anyway.
She was the bank.
Yeah, that's the visual anyway. Mm-hmm. She was successful in exorcising herself from the narrative.
Precisely.
What her actual obligations are, one wonders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't have the receipts for that.
No.
Yet.
No, true.
All right, another one.
Next.
Blinded by the item.
Here's a celebrity gossip mystery to solve. The meme actor who sounds foreign-born made an appointment with a plastic surgeon to get some Botox and fillers. He is going to destroy his looks and his career. People would forgive him for being a jerk because of the looks, but now they don't have to.
Ooh.
Chris Evans?
Where did you get that from?
Meme actor. I mean, he's like Mr. Meme.
Yeah. No, apparently this actor is also the subject of memes.
But in his name sounds foreign. He sounds foreign born.
Oh, Chris Evans, duh. That would not sound very.
Right.
Yeah.
This person sounds, yes, they have a name that would perhaps lead you to believe that they were not born in the United States, but they were born in the United States.
Okay.
What's our easiest entry into this?
Yeah. Give us like a way in.
This person is in a movie that Bradley is highly anticipating.
Oh, Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah. Timothy Chalamet.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So
apparently Timothy Chalamet went to a plastic surgeon to get Botox and fillers. Anti-lawyer says don't do it because it's going to destroy his looks. And then because if he destroys his looks, he destroys his career.
Yeah.
Because people would forgive him being a jerk because he's so beautiful looking. But now they wouldn't have to.
He's
so young.
25 years young.
Oof, don't do that. Do not. No.
Don't. Wait. I would like to pass legislation.
Yeah.
You are not allowed to get Botox or fillers unless you have like a note from, you know, your doctor.
Yeah,
or us.
Or you got migraines.
Yes.
Or you get a consultation with Colleen.
But Bradley you need to have a deep first wrinkle before you can even consider it. Right? If you don't have even. I mean, his face, he's got a baby face.
Yeah, he has.
He is gorgeous.
He is like cutting people with his cheekbones.
Yes.
Ow.
So,
no, people would pay for that.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would be sucking things out of my cheek.
Oh, okay.
To get those cheeks.
Okay.
Oh, sure.
I didn't know where we were going. I was concerned.
So nasty.
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
Do we have time for un amor?
Okay.
Okay.
Un amor.
Blinded by the item.
Our last celebrity gossip mystery of the afternoon. This HGTV star is known for bringing his guns on set. He isn't the only one, but he's the only one who has a history of threatening people with them.
Oh, my God.
Ty Pennington?
No, it's that lottery guy.
Yes.
Lottery guy.
Oh, the lottery dream home guy. What's his name?
With the tattoos. My gosh.
What is his name? It's so not him, but yes. Hold on.
We play on the same team.
I gotta find. Although he plays with far more like fur. I'm just saying he's David Bromstead.
Oh yeah, David Bromstead.
He wears a lot of flair.
Not him.
Other HGTV celebrities include, but are not limited to,
I don't want it to be somebody
brothers.
I love.
I don't think you love this person.
Okay.
There have been headlines of this person in the past and their behavior around firearms being rather concerning.
Oof.
Oh.
Aunt Anstead?
No. But in that same universe.
Oh, Tarek El Moussa.
Yes.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Oof.
Yeah, so Tarek El Moussa is known for bringing guns on the set. Now, he isn't the only HGTV star who likes to stay armed on the set of their programs, but he is the only one who has a history of threatening people with them. Lest you forget a headline from 2016, Tarek El Moussa, quote, jumped over the fence. Christina was, quote, crying and shaking an alarming pre-split gun incident.
Oof.
That just seems like a lot of drama. There is something there, right? With
what
the people involved in that story.
Yeah.
Because there's just something. There's just something.
Do you want to talk about that?
No, because I'm not informed enough to talk about it, but I just get like do you ever get a like spidey sense?
Well, about, yes. So
about people
yes.
when you're watching, because especially with all the tabloid headlines we've seen around her and her previous marriages,
yep.
I'm not saying her in particular. I'm just saying like that group of people.
Every time I watch her shows, I'm like, we're missing something.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a plot hole.
Well, it's all very much for show, and I realize all reality shows are like that, but mm-hmm. this one in particular, when I watch them, I'm like, there's so much not being said right now, and I would like to know what that is. Thank mm-hmm. you. Get busy.
We're going to get busy when we come back. Holly, thank you so much for those blind
thank
items.
You.
We've got a Publationship explosion, like a crossing of the streams in Publationshipville. Bradley's going to walk us through it when we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1. Thank you, Holly. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1. Streaming live at mytalk1071.com. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Traynor.
Yep.
Thank God for the rain, because we need it, right? Bring it on! Should we celebrate a little bit before we get to the Publationships? I think we should.
Sure. What do you mean?
You know.
It's really raining.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
We can't see out windows.
Yeah, no, we don't get such luxuries as seeing the outside world.
But
natural light.
But we do need that rain. All right.
Yes, we do. Thank you so much.
The other thing that we need
universe
in this moment is a Publationship collision.
Yes, it's a backdoor Publationship explosion. Pew, pew. Okay, so it turns out two Publationships have collided. And in fact, these two Publationships are... What's going on over
Nothing.
There? Nothing. the two Publationships in question... First of all, what's a Publationship?
That is a relationship for the purposes of publicity.
And the two Publationships involve... one is called Chest.
That would be Irina Shayk and Kanye West.
And the other one is not actually a Publationship, but an ancillary character in a Publationship mm-hmm. known as Wild and Stiles.
Yes. So Wild and Stiles is Harry Wild and Olivia Stiles.
Cut her off.
Harry
Stiles. She's done.
She's done?
Harry
Stiles.
Oh, God.
She really
cut me off.
Bring me
you can
back.
Bring, she bring can come back.
Harry Stiles and Olivia Wilde, and the ancillary character is Jason Sudeikis. I did it there.
Thank you. Because that's the ex of Olivia Stiles Wilde.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. See now.
But here's an interesting observation that I made when I opened this exclusive details page 6 article. Irina Shayk and Jason Sudeikis share laughs. Hug after dinner in New York City. Now, from that headline alone, maybe one would, first of all, I mean, again, put all those things together. Exclusive details. Mm-hmm. Irina Shayk and Jason Sudeikis share laughs, hug after dinner in New York City. One would think perhaps what?
That they were doing it.
I what? Mean, go all the way there.
Oh,
but
sorry.
Yeah, what I meant was.
She did go all the way.
What?
All the way? Sex?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Going all the way means sex.
Okay. I don't know if you guys did a mushroom before we came back from break, but my point was simply this. From the headline, this would have you believe these two had dinner together, the two of them.
Yeah.
And then hugged afterward, which implies some romanticism.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
But then I tell you the actual exclusive details.
Okay.
Funny man Jason Sudeikis and model Irina Shayk were spotted at a celebratory dinner at the Hunt and Fish Club in Midtown on Tuesday and even shared a friendly hug as they exited the posh eatery. The Ted Lasso star, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, I'll continue with the story in just a moment. But really, this is just a story where these two people were in the same place.
And they were like, hey, I'm a celebrity. You're a celebrity, too. Let's hug.
Yeah.
Like that kind of situation.
Which happens, right? But again, because these two have been caught up in publicationships over the last year, that is, Irina Shayk has been caught up in a publicationship with Kanye West, allegedly, supposedly, on again, off again. And of course, Jason Sudeikis got a lot of headlines after Olivia Wilde started hanging out with Harry Styles. And then he, in fact, started dating Haley Kiesel or something, right? Keely Hazel.
That's her name?
Her name is Keely Hazel.
Okay, yes.
So Keely Hazel is a co-star in Ted Lasso.
Oh, that's right.
And yes, we were oh my God, so that's kind of a publationship because he's dating a woman from the show.
Which means every time we talk about them, we talk about the show.
Exactly, right? So you've got all this publationshipiness happening, which this story then just proves the point that a publationship pays dividends because it just eats, it's like that
Ouroboros.
Yeah, that.
It's the thing that
Borealis.
No, that's the Northern Lights.
It's a snake that's eating its own tail.
Yeah.
So this just keeps what's the word I'm looking for?
It's like a cycle.
Reinforcing all of these different opportunities for them to get headlines. You begin to understand why celebrities are celebrities.
For sure.
This is not rocket science. I am not bringing anything new to the table. I just love that we are sort of in publationship inception at this point, because I instantly see a story about these two and I go, oh my God, are they dating?
Right.
And I think that's what the headline is trying to get you to believe.
Yeah.
Now,
well, it's clickbait right there.
Exactly. Now, in addition to that, we actually learned something real in this story.
Ooh, what is it?
Jason Sudeikis murdered someone. No.
What?
It was like, wouldn't that be awesome if that was like a real thing? I mean, not the actual murder part, but like if it was totally not what you were expecting. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it turns out, in fact, that they were there because there was a party for British Vogue editor-in-chief Edward Enninful.
Okay.
According to all sources. And they go on to say that Jason was in a cheery mood. .. Quote, and we've learned he is single.
Oh.
And no longer casually dating Keely Hazel.
Oof. Oh, he's ready to mingle.
Listen also to that crafted choice of words. Mm-hmm. We've learned he is single and no longer casually dating. That is intentional.
Right.
Somebody was like, they were just casually dating, right?
Because, you know what my first response to that was, which is, this is why I always get real uncomfortable when celebrities who are doing a project together start dating each other. Because can you imagine having to go to work every single day?
Yeah.
With there's a couple on one of my Turkish romantic comedies.
Here we go.
Whatever. They fell in love. And they were dating. It was rumored. We never really knew for sure. But then they broke up and they still had to work together and pretend like they were in love with each other.
Go to dip the bathroom your pen
in
eat.
I was going to say dip your pen in the company ink.
But. That too. But also, really quickly, lastly, they go on to say that he was never really serious about her.
Okay, so that's like they're just kidding.
Him.
Yeah, exactly. Just kidding. When we return on the Colleen and Bradley show, we're going to talk to you about some stuff. I can't tell you what it is because my computer is frozen.
Oh, no.
Don't worry about it. We'll entertain you.
I'm going to tell you about Zac Efron.
Ooh, yes, I'm in. We'll do that after this on My Talk 107.1.